I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking to Matthew Penn. He's an executive producer of Queen of the South, as well as a director of some of the episodes. Matthew, thanks for being here.
A pleasure to be here.
So Queen of the South stars Alice Braga, who people might remember from the great Brazilian film City of God, among other things. It's an English language adaptation of a popular Telemundo telenovela called La Reina del Sur. What else can you tell us about the plot of the show?
It's really the story of a woman who is desperate to escape the kind of cartel world that surrounds her in Mexico. And in a series of unanticipated but either fortuitous or quite damning, depending on your perspective, manages to escape across the border from Mexico into Texas. And the arc of the story is really the story of Teresa Mendoza and how she survives the forces that surround her.
And I know you guys shot much of this in Dallas. Does Dallas play Dallas in this?
Dallas, in fact, does play Dallas, which is a great thing, you know. Although the writers would frequently sort of say, okay, so a Mexican stretch of highway, and you'd have to go, ah, fellas, look, because somehow in Los Angeles, they had this idea that 5 miles out of Dallas, there was nothing but desert. And we would say to them, no, that's probably more like 110 miles.
Was the idea always to have the story set in Dallas, or was the story set in Dallas after you all decided to shoot here?
You know, it is the story of a woman who escapes. And then, as you know, film studios being what they are, they try to figure out, okay, so what's the most efficient combination of where we can shoot, where it will be production friendly, where it's appropriate for the story. And so for all those reasons, Dallas became the place and ended up being a great place to shoot.
It's funny, Dallas can have a little bit of an inferiority complex because Austin gets a lot of good shoots and they have this very vibrant film scene. What did you like about shooting here?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is that the crew was extraordinary. And then, you know, Dallas gave us the opportunity in this story to show a whole variety of kinds of, from very rich to poor, from more rural to more suburban. We probably shot the entire series within, for the most part, 15 miles or so of our studios, maybe 20 miles of our studios. And that's pretty extraordinary to do that over a 12-episode series.
Some people might not know that your father is Arthur Penn, a very well-known director, made Bonnie and Clyde, Night Moves, many other good movies, great movies, actually. I'm wondering if you have any memories of visiting sets as a child and if you noticed anything and you said, I want to do that someday.
Well, not only did he make Bonnie and Clyde, he made Bonnie and Clyde here.
Correct.
In Dallas. I did a kind of unusual thing. We were here for 7 months and you know, my father and I were always very, very close, and he passed away a number of years ago. But I took it upon myself. I thought, you know what? I'm going to look up the locations that they shot in, and I'm just going to go see a few of these places and see what they look like and see what they – and one day I went up to Pilot Point. There was a bank there, which is now an antique store, but it is virtually the same as the day that they shot the picture. And I went in, and my wife and I were talking to the woman that, you know, sort of runs it. And she said, oh, yeah. And she began to tell us the history of it. And then she said, well, there was this film here that was shot. And I said, oh, really? So I found three or four places that genuinely look the same. I mean, and so it was very, that was a touching moment for me to be able to go there and say, let me retrace my father's steps.
Matthew Penn, thanks so much for being with us today.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Matthew.